KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A woman has been killed in a car crash in Pinetown, west of Durban. Alias paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says two cars collided head-on on Underwood Road this morning.
Paramedics assessed the scene and found that one of the drivers, a female believed to be in her 40s, had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for her and she was declared deceased on the scene. Two occupants from the second vehicle had sustained serious injuries and one stabilized on the scene by advanced life support paramedics that were transported to a nearby hospital for the further care that they required. At this stage, the events leading up to the crash is unknown. However, SAPS were in attendance and will be investigating further.
eThekwini Mayor Cyril Xaba says society's challenges can't be solved by a single institution. He made the comments as the city has renewed its partnership with five universities aimed at tackling some of its problems. The Memorandum of Understanding between eThekwini and UKZN, UNISA, DUT, MUT and Stellenbosch University was signed on Friday. Xaba has described the collaboration, which began in 2011, as the cornerstone of the city's development strategy.
This type of collaboration between the city and the research and the development bodies in these universities will really enhance our actions and assist us to improve service delivery as a city.
A South Coast CPF member has been suspended after being arrested for alleged drunk driving. The man from Umdedweni is one of 55 motorists caught at a roadblock in Port Shepstone on Friday night. Newswatch's Kubawonke Luthuli has more.
The Ugu District Community Policing Forum says the member who served as a volunteer patroller has been suspended from all CPF activities with immediate effect. It's alleged that during his arrest, the man tried to wield his apparent connections, claiming to know a high-ranking police officer. It's understood that he's been released on bail and is due in court soon. He has since apologized to the CPF community and the public. Officials have warned no one is above the law, even within the community structures. Kubabonge Luthuli, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And further afield, Guinea's presidential election will be held on the 28th of December. The presidency of the junta-ruled country made the announcement yesterday. It came a day after the Supreme Court confirmed the result of a referendum to approve a new constitution, paving the way for the elections. Opposition parties had called on voters to boycott last Sunday's referendum, accusing General Mamadi Doumbouya of using it to stay in power. But the Supreme Court rejected a request they filed on Friday for the results to be annulled. A sign suggests that Doumbouya will run for the presidency despite an earlier promise that he wouldn't. When the military toppled elected President Alpha Condé in 2021, it initially said it would return the country to civilian rule by 2024. The top story this hour, a woman has been killed in a car crash in Pinetown, west of Durban. Find more news at ecr.co.za. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.